Thank him for all that he did for you. Great things he did for you. The name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord for the things he has been doing for you for the past year. A grateful person receives more. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Kabaroski riandaroshi bararara. Thank him for delivering you. Thank him for helping you. Thank him for adding on to you. I want to thank him for this church. I want to thank him for what he's doing for this commission. The many people that he's raising. And one of the people God is using this church to bless. I want to thank the Lord for the blessings upon the church. I want to thank him and give him praise for his faithfulness, his goodness. Bless him, Kabaro Sindele Makapayandala. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we want to thank you for your blessings. Thank you for blessing your work. Thank you for lifting us to this place. And thank you for where you are taking us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Want to share the word of God with you this morning. Come and speak. Joshua chapter 1. Verse 8. This book of the law, starting from verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous to observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Translate it here. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest have good success wherever thou go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that it is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and good courage? Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. For Jehovah thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. I want to share with you on the theme for the month. I want to speak to you concerning taking over. I want to talk to you about taking over. Now, God will bless us and take us to the next level.
Amen.
God, in His wisdom, have initiated what we call a success plan. He has given us what we call a succession plan. Succession. God has given us a plan that if someone is not there, someone will take over. And so God intends to bless us. But there are certain key principles. If you don't put it in place, you will not be blessed. And that will not sustain the blessings God is asking you. God always have. The first thing this morning we'll be discussing is the third is the succession plan. God has succession in His mind. God knows how to replace people. And so basically it is very, very important that we walk in the succession plan of God. God has a mind to bring someone to continue the plan. So God's agenda is successive. Most of the times you'll be surprised that the things God wants to do, He had already calculated it before even the person who is doing it now. In Joshua chapter 1, we see God's succession plan moving on. You can see that all this while, whilst Joshua was spending time with Moses, God was marking him. Joshua was already strong. But succession has nothing to do with the fact that you are strong. Succession has no connection with your anointing. Your personal anointing is different from the succession or the place God is taking you to. The day your anointing works is the day they put you on the seat. So until they put you on the seat of succession, for instance, let me give you an example, maybe you understand it well. If your father is not dead, you can go to his land and play on the land. But it is very dangerous for you to sell the land. It is very dangerous to sell the land. It is very, very important that as a child of God, we understand spiritual rules. Come whatever may, there is always going to be a plan. I want to talk, maybe let me talk a little bit about plan. When you meet somebody who does not plan, if you meet someone who does not plan, the person is wasteful. The person is wasteful. The person wastes things. So when someone is not in a plan, the person keep wasting things. He wastes money, waste time, waste everything that comes around the person. The person has no plan. Does not know where he or she is going. When I say plan, replace it, he doesn't know where she is going. So we need to understand that God intends for us to walk in his plan. When God pushes you into that plan and you stay in that plan, you become the next candidate for the blessings of that plan. He says, my servant Moses is dead. Now rise up. Now your time has come. Now your season has come. But you have to walk in that plan. Being brought into the plan does not mean change the plan. One of the problems of Ghana is every president wants to do a new thing or a different thing. They don't continue the plan. It is said that the plan that was laid from Ghana from 1957, 20% has been achieved. That thing, you see, the plan that was laid for Ghana, only 20% have been achieved. Say it. So 20%, even we are enjoying 20% of the plan that was laid for Ghana. Over a period of 50 years and above. Just 20 years.
20%
if you pray and you don't have a plan, your prayer becomes useless. Because my question then will be, what are you praying about? Because you don't know where you are going. When you know where you are going, then you can ask God, God, I'm going here. And God, help me to achieve this one. Whenever someone has a plan, the plan selects the friends. The plan naturally will select the people. And so Joshua's plan that was laid by God selected only Joshua and Caleb to be his friend. And you could see they have the same spirit because they were in the plan of God. When someone is not in the plan of God, they don't carry the spirit of God. This morning is my prayer for you. And as you even begin this journey this year, I declare upon you that you will walk in the plan of God. I pray that you have a plan for your business. I pray that you have a plan that you are walking into. You are not just walking anywhere. Failure to plan, they say, is planning to fail. So I pray for you this morning that you will have a plan. Somebody say amen to that. So when you want to take over, you must have a plan. And the plan must be in the will of God. God bless you for that. Can you clap unto the Lord? Two. You must be courageous. Verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do the law. It is very, very difficult to stick to your plan unless you are courageous and unless you are strong. When everybody is consuming 60 Ghana cedis every day, you can consume that same 60 Ghana cedis. You have everything you want, but you choose to consume only 20 cedis. If you are not courageous, you will change your plan of maintaining your finance. You will change your plan of maintaining your finance. Whenever you want to do what God wants you to do, you will need to be strong and courageous, or else you can't do it. If you are not strong and courageous, you cannot keep the plan of God. You will move out of the plan of God. Because there will be a lot of pressure coming on you. There will be a lot of difficulty coming around you. And those difficulties that will be coming, their main purpose is to stop you and to move you out of the plan of God. And that will affect you in taking over your land. You have to be strong and courageous. You have to be strong and courageous. When somebody is courageous, what the Bible that tells us, is that the person, it means that the person is bold. It means that the person in the midst of difficulty is able to still stand. It also means that if the person receives some bullets, the person is able to throw bullets back. Are you with me? May God give you strength and courage. Somebody say amen. That when God gives you strength, you will use that strength to maintain the plan. Look, a young guy who has no money and is believing God to bless him. If you don't have courage, you go and buy the latest shoe your friends have. You go and chill. You see, look, there are people after one chilling, they have no money. All the money is gone. Meanwhile, you have prayed so much hours of prayer. Do you know that most of the miracles Jesus did, he asked it from people? Even in the Bible.
What did he say?
The widow. The widow. The widow who the prophet wanted to pray for, he asked for jars. And then added anointing to it. You must have something for God to bless. That's why you need to be strong and courageous. So that the people you say no to, you say no to. The people you say yes to, you say yes to. Because if you are not that courageous, you will not obey God. You can see people, all of them are going this way, and you can follow you. No. You have to be courageous and strong. Turn to somebody and say, may the Lord bless you with courage and strength. Glory be to God. Now, it does not only just mean to be bold, but you need to be bold mentally and physically. Bold. Physically. And spiritually. I prophesy on you this morning. I said, I prophesy on you this morning. May you be courageous. And do you know why God wants you to be courageous and strong? Is to observe His law. Courage. Strength. Those ones are the virtues you have to imbibe or you need to take inside. The Holy Spirit suddenly brings those virtues. The Holy Spirit does not often bring it to us. And do you know why? It's because clearly it is something that proves to God that when He is taking you, you deserve it. You can't be sitting there every day. Acting weak. Speaking weak. because of the mountains that you are facing. But I came to announce to somebody that if you avail yourself and stick to the plan of God, even though you're afraid, God will take you through. Somebody didn't shout amen to that. Even though they will be scaring you, God will still go, you will still succeed through them. Glory be to God. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I shall fear no evil, because God is with me. You need to be strong. You need to be courageous to read the word of God and to apply it.
So,
if you think, say,
yeah, something is
change your mind.
Now,
some people can lie. Before we make chant, draw. Some people can offend you.
Before we make fool.
But you need to stick to the plan God has for you. And look unto Jesus.
Okay.
The altar. And the finisher of our faith. You need to set your eyes on God. Set your eyes on God. As you set your eyes on God, I prophesy strength and courage will come upon you. It takes only those who are strong to obey God's word. It's only those who are strong who can obey God's word. That's why after this place, you need to pray for the strength of God so that you obey the laws of God. In Jesus' mighty name. May strength come upon you. May courage come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. David was strong. If David had died whilst fighting Goliath, a lot of people would have spoken and talked. They would have said that God is not good. There were other people that were afraid to fight Goliath. But David, he never did that. Whenever you are courageous, God will bring you victory.
Amen.
May you be courageous in the mighty name of Jesus. 3. Anointing. Joshua chapter 1. Only be strong. Only verse 7 said, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. The anointing also flows by command. When you are told what you are supposed to do and you do it, the anointing has reason to function. If we tell you go and win souls and you go, the anointing begins to function. If you say pray and you pray, the anointing begins to function. If we say you say go and follow up, go and check on members and you go, the anointing functions. The anointing functions by command. It is only those who follow the command can be like Joshua. Those who don't follow the command, they cannot be in God's succession plan. Why? Because they already are different from what God is doing. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? They are different from what God is doing. In God's succession plan, anointing functions by command. There are things God will tell you, go there. Then the anointing will flow there. There are places God will tell you, don't go there. Are you okay? And then you go there. And then when you go there, the anointing will not be there. But the anointing on you goes down. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He says that my servant Moses is there. Now arise and follow the command for which my servant gave to you. So there is a transfer of anointing as a result of command. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus. This year, every prophetic commander will be given to you. This year, every word of God. Every word of God that will be coming from the pulpit. You will be careful to follow. You will follow the command. And as you follow the command, the power of miracles will happen in your life. I said, as you follow the command, the power of miracles will happen in your life. Glory be to God. People who have difficulty in obeying commands, God have problems with them. Those who they are, it's difficult to follow the command of God. Most of times they perish. When you look at the desert, when Moses sent the 12 people to go and spy the land to see whether they can defeat the people, he chose every single one of them from the tribe. And as he chose those people from all the 12 tribes, Joshua happened to be one of the representatives of his tribe. They went to see the land. They saw that there was difficult issues on the land. It was like somebody going to start a business somewhere. He goes to the land and says that there are already customers here. I can't survive. There are already business, other business people. Joshua, God also sent this, Moses also sent this 12 people to go and spy the land. As they went to spy the land, they started crying. They started crying inside them. They did not cry whilst they were spying. When they came back, Moses called the whole congregation, the whole people. Everyone, he called everyone. He said, I sent 12 people, give me information. Number one, open his mouth. It's difficult, the command you gave us, this command God is giving us to go to this land and prosper, we can do well. Another person also, it is the people there are taller. The other person also said, we are like grasshoppers in front of them. The other ones said, we are like mosquitoes in front of them. And those other people too, they said, the land is very good, but the land, there are dangerous people in the land. By the time Moses realized, 10 people have discouraged the people that they cannot do it. Moses was quiet. The people started, you brought us here to come and destroy us. We started following you so that we will fail. they were, the Bible said the whole camp was in a lot of disarray. There was a lot of confusion. Then suddenly, Joshua held his cloth. You see, the reason why I say that, connect, when you stick to your plans, your plan chooses your friends. Because if you are working, if you are, let's use school as an example, if you are in class, and your friend is always studying aggressively, even if you are not good, sometimes when you see the person studying, you start studying too. And trust me, by the time you finish the school, you will realize that it was good you connected to this person. In the same way, when Joshua tore his cloth, quiet, all of you, keep quiet over there. There are some people, when they start talking, because of the negativity that is, you should shut them down and say, shut up over there, I don't want to hear it. Because you see, when it comes to courage, it is something you generate inside you. It's not something that just come on you. The only part courage is generated on you spiritually is when you are living right. That is when confidence begins to boil. When you are living in the right way, naturally, spiritually, you are empowered to bold. Apart from that, courage is on you yourself. It's coming from you yourself. So you have to watch those who talk to you. You have to watch those who are around you. Because a lion's child is different from a monkey's child. Immediately Joshua tore the clothes. Caleb also followed. No. They started telling the people, you people are ungrateful. God brought us through the open the waters. He took last year. Some of you nearly died. God saved you. You are sitting here. There is a request you are looking from God, and you are not getting the request. So you are saying God has abandoned you. Oh, no problem. God has abandoned you. You were looking for marriage, He gave it to you. You are looking for a child, He's giving it to you. You are looking for a job, the job is yet to come. You are saying that he can't perform it. Joshua and Caleb quieted the people. Said, keep quiet. Whenever you go to a place, locate people who have excellent spirit. You see, when people have excellent spirit, a lot of people don't like them because they put things in order. When you follow those people, you will catch that same spirit. I told you the last time. I said Daniel was not in the fire. It was the friends that were in the fire. It was not Daniel that was in the fire. It was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God also spoke for them when they threw them in the fire. So it's not only your pastor that God will speak for. God can speak for you. If you also have the same spirit of excellence upon your life, that same anointing will also follow you. And it will speak for you. And it will speak for you. Is somebody here with me?
Yeah.
Joshua and Caleb quiet, say, keep quiet over there. Keep quiet. We have been serving a God who has been raining food. Your food preparation comes from heaven. God has been providing for you. Last year you didn't even have money. You didn't even have a place to sleep. But you know, human beings, we are something. Sometimes we easily forget. That's why we have to remind ourselves constantly. to keep reminding ourselves from where God took us and where God has brought us. That's why when I started the service, I made us to thank God for 2022 and bless his name, knowing very well that he that has begun a good work, he will bring us to a faithful end. I said, knowing that you have started a good work in us, he will bring us to a successful end. So the anointing was transferred. It was transferred from Moses to Joshua. And Joshua to Caleb. And it was working together. I pray a transfer of the anointing upon your life. Some people did not respond amen to such a very important thing. I said your amen is too weak. Respond properly. Four. Keep the word. When you want to take over, if you want to take over to where God, if you want to conquer of new places, you must have a plan to stay in the plan of God. You must have a plan. You must have a plan to stay in the plan of God. Courage, you need to be courageous. And strength. Three, you need to have anointing, which comes from command. The next one is to keep the word. He tells in verse number 8 that thou mayest observe. The Hebrew translation of observe is to hedge. Is to hedge. Is to protect. Is to hedge. That is the Hebrew meaning of observe. So when we say you are observing the word of God, it is example of what John is doing. He's writing notes. That is an example of somebody who observes. Do you observe the messages that come to you? There are many, many people they don't observe God's word. If the word of God was not supposed to be hedged, Jesus would not have given a parable that somebody hears the word of God and a bird comes and steals it. Somebody hears the word of God and the person's heart steals the message. Because the heart is hard. Somebody hears the message. And not just the heart, the person, the tony nature spiritually breaks the word. And when somebody also observes the word of God, the person also receives the word of God with a great heart, an open heart, a heart to learn, a heart to know more. So when somebody is observing the word of God,
means the person is preventing the word of God by being choked by thorny things. The person is making sure that no evil bird picks the person from their
food.
The person is observing that the word does not fall on the rocky nature of his heart. All these four levels, all these four things I'm talking about, happens to every believer. Every believer. Every believer. Whether the person is a pastor, whether the person is a
believer.
What did Jesus explain about this anti-observing? Or what did Jesus explain these symbols? He says that the one who received the word of God with a stony heart. It's like the person already has some anger against God. And therefore, the word. The person does not have faith to receive the word of God. Somebody have done, a pastor has said this, a pastor has done this, they are angry. Or maybe they don't believe at all that Jesus is
right.
And their heart is full of stones. And then the thorny thing that also stops people from observing the word is the issues of life. The problems in them. Why should I pray when I can quickly do 1-2, 1-2 and get money? The problems of life stop people from observing the word of God.
That is it. Or how I avoid from what I don't need to be. It's people from what I don't need to be.
And there are some people too. Demons themselves are able to pick the word of God from them.
They were before me, sir. I'm fearing that this is going to be bad.
Yes, I'm preaching right now.
I said, I'm going to say,
they are listening to the message.
Oh, okay,
but they have never applied any of the messages you have been preached. If you are walking on this pathway, you are not doing well.
Now, I'm coming.
Child of God, I want you to turn to the person beside you and say that you must observe the word of God. I said, turn to the person, you must observe. Look, don't be angry at the word of God. You are even the product of God's word. It is God's word that even created you yourself. Whatever is making you deny the word of God, to read it, to mark it, to search for it, is the word of the devil. What makes you not listen to even the preaching messages? Now even at Podbean. You can record all the messages this week. What is making you not listen to the word of God? I am telling you, it's destroying your life every day. Because God works with his word. Somebody's going to understand what I'm saying. I said, God works by his word. I can't mislead a lot of amen. The place is too quiet. So you look at, and you see, you know the benefit of observing God's word. The Bible says, wherever you do, you prosper.
Hallelujah.
So you listen to me. Maybe you are here. What I'm telling you, you are not listening to me. When you all follow and observe the word of God, the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, it says, wherever you go, you will prosper. So, look at what you are doing to yourself carefully. retention of water is what truly makes a tree grow. Let me repeat it, Ezekiel, help. When you pour water on the plant, the water that stays for a long period, that is what the roots are able to drink from. So when you pour water on the plant, my name is serious. When you pour water on the plant, the joint of the water pass through the pores in the land or the holes in the pore somewhere else. But the ones that are close to the root, that's where the root is able to pull the nutrients in the water from. As I preach like this right now, it's like me pouring water on you. But the water that you can enjoy is when you go over and read and pray and soak more. So soak. Sometimes I am so sad when I see people's status. Even if you don't put status, that is fine. But when I look at certain people's status, I could see that they, you see, when you soak in the morning prayer and the word of God. You cannot put certain things on your status. Because you yourself, you know that even what you are putting there, God is using you to bless people. You will not put things that will take people away from God. I am surprised that, hey, you find the things you are putting there is even taking people away. But say, hey, no, you won't bring people. So, be careful. So that you will not say that, the church is not anointed, that's why I'm not successful. It's because you didn't set your eyes on the word of God. May God help you to observe the word of God. Look! How many of you have done it before? You wake up and you say you want to pray. And you are still in the bed. Are you hearing me? In the bed, as if you are praying. By the time you realize, you have slept. Some of you are like that. As I preach this message, you maybe trim your pot bean to listen to my message. Maybe you wake up and want to pray. By the time look, when you want to urinate, when you are sleeping, that when you can wake up. And find your way into the washroom and go into your team. Or when you are having running stomach, when you wake up, you are able to find your way. But when the Spirit of God wakes you up, you say, well, let me sleep a little bit in the bed. You have been repeating this behavior. And it is more than even 10 years you have been repeating it. That's why you are not seeing what you want to see. I pray for somebody. I said, I pray for somebody. May you begin to observe the word of God. I said, may you begin to observe the word of God. You should be able to look if you are serious. You will list all the prophecies they are giving to you. Say, this prophecy does not come to pass. This prophecy does come to pass. This prophecy does. I want to make sure this prophecy will come to pass. I have to go into the word of God, check about this thing. You see, the prophetic word, the miracle that comes from the prophetic word includes man of God.
Now just say, if you are not a pastor, you shall come and die free in this and whatever. And I'm also many animals.
So when the man of God does his own, and comes and says, I see this about you. Change this one. And you say, ah. God says he's going to bless me. So I should relax and sleep. Bible said, watch and pray. The Bible said, watch and pray. I speak to somebody today. I said, I speak to somebody today. May the word of the Lord visit you today. May you decide that when you go on this time, you will make time for the word of God. Even if you have a job to do, you, after the 1 hour prayer, start listening to the pod being on the preaching message, and then once you are cleaning, it will be in your ears. Once you are doing all of them, you'll be listening to the word. 6 o'clock, you are ready to go. Which will catch you? Which minister will catch you? Because by the close of the day, you have been 2 hours. By the close of 1 week, you have been 14 hours.
Like I said, 1 week, you have been 14 hours.
1 week, you can score 14 hours. If you pray more, you pray the week. 14 hours. You are saying it. And you see, look, the time you waste, even by talking to people, if you multiply it in a week, it is more than this 14 hours.
Now, I want to say,
are you soaking the way you are pocketing? Are you soaking? This time you have to get some notes, the two of you, and write some notes. Look, you are playing the keyboard and the drums for the church. They are enjoying it. But the way to your miracle is what I'm teaching. They did not exempt keyboardists and church workers out.
Yeah, he keyboardists and church workers in three.
How about sometimes when we are praying like that, I tell you to stop praying. Pray your own prayer. Somebody will say, oh, okay, play keyboard for me so I can
pray.
I don't have much to say. Turn to your sister or your brother and say that, keep the word. Glory be to God. Let's be on our feet. I want you to begin to pray. I want you to pray about your plans. That's the things you want to do. You can show you this one. Or you think they're evil. You are praying for your plans. That you need to do. Begin to pray about it. This year, what are your plans? You need to have a plan. And this plan must be in the plan of God. It must be in the plan of God. Pray. About your plans. Your plans must be in the plan of God. What are your plans? Is your plan taking away from God? The Bible said, Joshua, he said, what effort when you meditate on this, wherever you go, you prosper. Oh God, thank you for these children. They are doing very beautiful. Look. Oh, a succession plan. Pray for your life. Don't pray. If you don't plan, you fail. This year, I want to travel. This year, I want to support harvest. Because you want to build children's service. This year, I want to start a new job. This year, I want to do something for the church. This year, I want to gather more people for gospel. Pray about those plans. This year, I want to open another shop. I want to sell tomatoes and goods. This year, the things I want to sell, I don't want to get lost. Now, if you know you don't want to have lost, and that is your plan,
Maybe there is an area you are weak in. But let us tell you are weak. I pray
begin to pray. Begin to pray.
My people,
my help
to be anointed.
Because sometimes we are too many in our way, we are so many. 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 Pray for oil. Oil for favor that you will be chosen, that you will be selected. Oil for favor that you will be chosen, that you will be selected.
Maybe I'm not.
Give the Lord a clap of him.